I had a very interesting shaila. I thought it was very interesting. My son became a bar mitzvah on Sunday. Yesterday was his bo b'yom. So we had a shaila. Was he allowed to make... I wanted right away, right after Shabbos, he should do as many mitzvahs as possible. So we had him daven for the yom and marav and motzei Shabbos. But the shaila was, could he be motzi us in Havdalah? I wanted him to make Havdalah for the whole family. Could he be motzi gadol? Could he be motzi my wife in Havdalah? So why would you say yes? Why would you say no? So right away, you would think, of course he can. He's a gadol. He's bar mitzvah. He's every bit as mechuyav b'davar as I am. So why wouldn't he be able to be motzi? But there is a suffix that the Minchas Chinuch Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel Oz Tes raises in regards to someone who becomes a bar mitzvah on Motzoi Yom HaKippurim. If you become a bar mitzvah the day after Yom Kippur, is he chayiv in Tosefes Yom HaKippurim? In adding on, right, there's mitzvah d'oraisa to be mosif mechol al kodesh. At least by Yom Kippur, the Rambam understands the mitzvah d'oraisa to be mosif mechol al kodesh. So is he chayiv in the mitzvah tosefes? So Minchas Chinuch is not sure if me neima kivin the chayiv b'kol mitzvah sim kein chayiv b'tosefes hazeh. Should he say, well, he's chayiv mitzvah? So of course he's chayiv. Now it's the zman of tosefes, and he's ready to go, so he's got to do it. Al dilma da torah lechiva tosefes elihum chayiv b'ikr, avol im b'ikr lo ay chayiv klal. Lo shaykh b'tosefes shetzarich lahosif al kodesh. What's the whole din of adding? Is adding to a mitzvah that you already had to the actual kedusha? But he was a katan at the time of the actual kedusha of Yom Kippur, so it's not shaykh for him to add to it because he has nothing to add on to, and therefore he's not included in the mitzvah. And then it says Minchas Chinuch v'chein la'asovim de kol yom kodesh shaykh tosefes shaykh safik hazeh im nasim bar mitzvah motzai shabbos kodesh or yom tov. If Yom Tov Shabbos is Daraisa, so would you say that he's chayv in Tosef Shabbos? He doesn't raise it about Avdallah, but maybe Avdallah is the same suffix. Because maybe Avdallah is not a din in Motzai Shabbos, maybe it's a din in Shabbos. And if he wasn't chayv in Shabbos, then he can't be chayv in Avdallah. Or if his chayv in Shabbos is only a Darabanan, by definition his chayv in Avdallah would only be Darabanan, and he won't be able to be Motzias in Avdallah. So I found a beautiful tshuva from the B'tzela Chachma, Chelek Aleph Siman Ayin Beis, Rabbi Tzal Stern writes as follows. The Rambam, in the 29th parak of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Aleph, tells us there's a mitzvah saseh to be Mekadei Shabbos B'dvarim Shenemar Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'kadsho. How does one go about fulfilling this mitzvah d'oraisa? L'zachreyu B'knisaso Uvi Yitziyaso. By doing Kiddush and Havdalah. It's all part of the same mitzvah of Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'kadsho. Therefore, Pashut Pshat, you would say, that someone who's not included in Zechira Shabbos of Kiddush is not included in Zechira Shabbos of Havdalah, even though he's already a Gadol by Havdalah. This is a din in Shabbos. It's not a din in Motzai Shabbos. So says Rabbi Tzal Stern, L'chor this Tali in the Machlokas, based on what Tshuvas Chacham Sofer writes about a Katan Shehigdel Motzai Yom HaKippurim, whether there's a din of Tosefes or not. If you, meaning it's exactly that issue. If you hold that thing, clearly Tosefes Yom HaKippur relates to Yom Kippur, but you say, even so, now he's a Gadol, now he's in the Zman Tosefes, so he should be Chayiv, then you would say the same with Havdalah. Clearly it relates to Shabbos, but even so, now he's a Gadol, now he's Chayiv. Or do you say no, that since it relates to Yom Kippur and he wasn't Chayiv in Yom Kippur, he's not Chayiv in Tosefes, same by Havdalah. Since it relates to Shabbos, he's not Chayiv in Havdalah, so he wouldn't be Chayiv. So, that's the two tzadim to the shaila. So he points out maybe you could say like this: at the time that he's trying to be motzi other people, let's put it this way: at the time he's trying to be motzi other people, most of the other people hopefully daven marav already, and if they daven marav, they said atochanatanu, they're already mavdil b'tfila. And if they're mavdil b'tfila, they're only chayiv midrabanan. And he's chayiv midrabanan. So you should be able to be motzias. But that's not an argument about the katan, per se, about the bar mitzvah boy. If that were true, then a katan would always be able to be motzi min avdala, because we're all drabanan. Right? Elamai, why is that a katan can't be motzi me? Because there's a concept called trei drabanan. That a katan is a double drabanan. First of all, he's a Drabanan because he was already Yotze Avdallah B'tfila. And second of all, he's a Drabanan because he's a Katan. Whereas I'm only Drabanan for one reason, because I was Yotze in Tfila. So a Trey Drabanan can't be Motzi Echad Drabanan. Well, that should apply over here as well. He's a Drabanan for two reasons, if, in fact, he's not really Chayiv in Avdallah. But says Rabbi Salastern, maybe not. maybe this concept of trade derabanan versus chad derabanan is not simple mathematics, how many derabanans you have. Because Tosus has a svara, where Tosus writes that a blind person, shara'a ma'oros, shapir poris al shema, someone who's blind, who wasn't always blind, was blind right now, could be motzi others in shema. Blind people are only chayv mitzvahs derabanan. So it's a trade rabbanan and everyone else is only a chad rabbanan. Says Tosos, kivan shehu gadol ubar das odiv tfei mikatan. Since he is a gadol, even though he's a trade rabbanan, it's better than a katan. He could be motzi a chad rabbanan. Meaning the rule is not that every trade rabbanan cannot be motzi a chad rabbanan. The rule is that usually when you're a trade rabbanan, it's a reflection of who you are as a gavri. And if as a gavri you're on a lower level, you can't be motzi people on a higher level. So the katan ein achinami when he's 11 years old can't be motzi because he's a trade rabbanan, but that trade rabbanan is a reflection of what he is. But when my son is already bar mitzvah as a gadol motzai Shabbos, yeah, it may only be a trade rabbanan, but it's not a reflection necessarily of what he is. That's one svara to throw out. Another svara, even if Yol Motzai Shabbos, Havdalah is only Derabbanan, let's say, a Katan Shehigdal Motzai Shabbos maybe cannot be Motzi Asin Havdalah, cannot be Motzi in the Dalton Havdalah, based on a different issue. Rashi in Brachos, Mem Chesam and Aleph, tells us that a Katan that's Higia L'chinuch is not even Chayiv in Mitzvos Midrabbanan. Whose Chayiv is it? It's not the katan's chiyuv. It's the father's chiyuv to be mechanech the child. That's Shitas Rashi. If that's the case, katan is the katan chayiv to be Shomer Shabbos? Not at all. It's the father's chiyuv to make sure he's Shomer Shabbos. Is the katan chayiv to ever hear Avdalah? No. It's a father's chiyuv to make sure that a katan hears Avdalah. So he says, wait a second. Even if you hold that Havdalah for everybody is a Derabbanan Motzei Shabbos, so maybe he still can't be Motzei me, even if he held against the Rambam that it's only Derabbanan, he still can't be Motzei me, even though he's Derabbanan, I'm a Derabbanan. You know why? Maybe he's not even Chayiv Mi Derabbanan. An unbelievable Kiddush. Maybe this past Motzei Shabbos my son gets a freebie. Every Shabbos before that he had to hear Havdalah. Why? Because it was my mitzvah to be Mechanech. Every Shabbos after that he has to say Havdalah. Why? Because it's his mitzvah to say Havdalah. This past Motzai Shabbos, he gets a total freebie. Why? Because the whole chiyuv was for me to be mechanichim. When does my chiyuv of chinuch end? As soon as he becomes bar mitzvah. He became bar mitzvah as soon as Tzeis HaKochavim happened. So I no longer have a chiyuv. His chiyuv would be connected to Shabbos. Would be connected to the Shabbos. And his observance, he wasn't chayiv in Shabbos. So he has no chiyuv of Havdalah Klapei himself. So he has no chiv mitzad atzmo. I have no chiv to make sure he does it, so he's not even chayv mitzraban. Maybe he's a zero chiv, and therefore he can't be motzi me, even if my chiv is only a drabanan. Then he said, this mitzvah of Havdalah, what's it for? What's the idea of the mitzvah of Havdalah? Is it that the kedusha of Shabbos and the chiv shmira Shabbos is mutal on the person who's saying Havdalah, and in order for him to have the full Kedusha Shabbos and Shmir Shabbos, he has this full Kedusha Shabbos, Shmir Shabbos, and part of that nature of that Chiyuv is that he has to declare the end of his Chiyuv of Shabbos, and that's what Havdalah, it's my Shabbos is ending. No, maybe Havdalah has nothing to do with you being Shomer Shabbos and the Kedusha of Shabbos, me being observing the Kedusha of Shabbos. Havdalah is about the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu is mavdil between Shabbos and Sheish Simei Masa. Nothing to do with me. Nothing to do with my chiyuv. Was Shabbos Shabbos? Even Klapei the Katan? Yes, it was Shabbos. Was he chayiv to observe it? No, he was a Katan. But Shabbos it was! Maybe the chiyuv of Havdalah is not about was I Shomer Shabbos, was I chayiv in Shabbos. The chiyuv of Havdalah is to declare that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mavdil between different types of days. And the day is Shabbos, Midoraisa. So maybe that's the issue over here. A katan shigdil motzai Shabbos, if it has to do with his chiyuv Shabbos, he didn't have a chiyuv Shabbos. But if it has to do with the fact that there was Shabbos, so then he should be able to be mavdil. And he says that he thinks he has a raya, Sal Stern thinks he has a raya, that it relates to, that the Havdalah relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's being mavdil between Shabbos and Motzai Shabbos, and not about the person himself. He doesn't quote what the raya is over here, but let me ask you, we'll leave it at this. Let's say a person was Mechal Shabbos. Does he say Havdalah? Pashto says yes, right? Let's say a person was not frum and he decides he wants to become a Baal Tshuva. Shabbos meant nothing to him. He's going to start becoming a Baal Tshuva when? Motzai Shabbos! Should he say Havdalah? Of course he should, right? Where's he being mavdil? His Shmira Shabbos, there was no Shmira Shabbos. What's he being mavdil? Shabbos was nothing to him, he wasn't Shomer Shabbos. How's he being mavdil between his Shabbos and his weekday? They look exactly the same. So, no, but maybe that's the point. That Havdalah is not about his personal experience. Havdalah is about HaKadosh Baruch Hu designating that day as special. And he can be mavdil that, because Shabbos was actually Shabbos, even if it wasn't for him personally. At the end of the day, I thought it was enough of a topic that we didn't want him to say Havdalah for us. So I said Havdalah, he didn't say Havdalah for us, but I thought it was an interesting topic.